For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Tennessee lawmakers got down to business this week in Nashville, while the state's next governor, Bill Lee, will be sworn in tomorrow. Political analyst Otis Sanford is back with us for the week's highlights. Hello, Otis.
Hi, how are you doing, Chris?
Good. So we learned this week about a few of Governor Lee's upcoming priorities. One that's getting some attention is his likely support of school choice. Now, he avoids the term vouchers, but he loves charter schools. What do you think school choice might look like in Tennessee?
Well, it's hard to say. I think he needs to put a little bit more detail into what he's talking about. I do know that it's probably not going to endear him a lot with a lot of people in Memphis and Shelby County.
Democrats especially.
Especially Democrats. Probably more, almost exclusively Democrats.
Right. Many folks in Shelby County were looking at Lee's strengths as a business leader when they voted for him. And certainly he's talked a lot about jumpstarting economic growth here in Shelby County. He's also shown a little moralizing on certain local issues, immigration, sports betting, Confederate statues. What do you think we're going to learn about Governor Lee on the honeymoon?
Well, that's a very good question, because he has and he continues to say, I'm really bullish on Memphis from an economic standpoint, that we're doing good things here. I want to make sure the state government helps do that. So he is talking, he's talking the talk there.
Right.
But in terms of those issues that have floated around a lot lately, especially sports betting on Beale Street, which is getting some traction here, certainly the Confederate statues issue, he is not in lockstep with Memphis on those things. Just last week, he said he was opposed to removing the bust of Nathan Bedford Forrest from the state capitol and came up with what I considered to be a terrible reason for it by saying that we need to remember this history and not whitewash this history. So it will be interesting to see how he handles and actively supports Memphis's economic plans while also not being all that supportive of things such as sports betting and the other things that Memphis wants to do and has done in the very recent past.
Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland formally announced he was running for re-election. He released the results of a December poll. The results were interesting, to say the least. He reports that his approval rating is higher among blacks than whites. For example, of black men surveyed, 72% approve, 19% disapprove. Of white men, 68% approve and 26% disapprove. What do these numbers say to you?
That was an interesting take there, Chris. It tells me that of the people surveyed, especially among white men, there is a small number of white men in this city who think that Jim Strickland is probably too liberal for them. But even 66%, I think that is the number for white men, is still, that's very, very high. But when you look at his approval rating among African-American, especially African-American women, which I think was the highest.
Even higher.
Higher. Boy, that he has to feel good about all of that. And that should be a cautionary tale to anyone who thinks that they can knock him off in this year's election. If you can't, if you have 74% or 75% approval rating among African-American women, which is the highest demographic in the city, it's almost smooth sailing from there.
Are you surprised that this white mayor has such a high approval rating among his black constituents?
Oh, absolutely I'm surprised. Now, I expected him to have very decent approval ratings because, frankly, he hadn't done anything to alienate that group. He's done a lot to ingratiate himself. But the numbers in the 70s, Chris, I am amazed. And even his members of his administration personally told me that they were amazed that it was that high.
Well, why do you think those numbers are so high? What's he doing to really generate that kind of popularity and approval?
A couple of things that I see is he has done quite a bit to increase the participation of women and minority businesses in city contracting. His numbers say that he has doubled that since he took office. If that's true in terms of the perception that people have of it, that's one thing. I think taking down the statues was a bold move that ingratiated himself with a lot of African Americans. He has worked to deal with expanding pre-K in Memphis. I think that has helped. He has been a level-headed guy when it has come to a lot of the economic issues in town. We have new businesses and companies coming into town. Indigo Ag is one that's going to relocate into the Toyota Center and bring a lot of decent-paying jobs. So the press that Mayor Strickland has gotten has been far more positive than negative over his tenure so far in office, and a lot of the things that he has done has been positive for African Americans and other minority groups in town. That's the way I explain it. I can't explain it any other way.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. We'll see you next week, Otis.
I'll see you then.
This is WKNO News.